Ladies and gentlemen, I too welcome you here to the BMW booth in Frankfurt, also of course on behalf of the entire board of management of BMW AG. This is not a real press conference because you're not able to ask questions, so it's more of an information event, but you will of course have ample opportunity to ask questions later on. What do you see here today at BMW? What do we have to tell you? There are two highlights. First of all, I'll give you a review of what has happened since the last Frankfurt Motor Show in September 2003, how our product and market initiative has developed and what progress we've made in the meantime. And then secondly, we'll be presenting four new cars, four new vehicles, giving you an outlook at how we'll continue and showing you that we are continuing with our product and market initiative. This is not a finite process. Rather, we'll have new ideas, new concepts, new approaches, new opportunities in the markets time and again. And this takes me right on to the first part of my presentation, the review, the look back at September 2003 and what has happened since then. To make it quite clear right away, and you've all seen this, since September 2003, our company, ladies and gentlemen, the BMW Group, has continued to develop at a very fast pace. We already pointed out at the time that our product and market initiative is the tool we are using, as it were, in order to grow into a new dimension within the BMW Group. And today, when looking at our company from outside or from within, I think you will confirm that we have made big progress. And indeed, our larger product range that we now have is the very foundation for the increase in sales and for our expansion into new markets. So to be specific, what have we done in the course of time? And I'll now be reading out some important highlights. Right at the beginning of the year 2004, we started the market launch of the BMW X3 and the new BMW 6 Series Coupe. In the end of March 2004, we then launched the BMW 6 Series Convertible. The BMW 5 Series Touring was available to our customers as of mid-May 2004. In July and August 2004, we focused on our new Mini Cabriolet, the new Mini Convertible. Then in September 2004, we introduced the new BMW 1 Series, and now in spring of this year, we launched the new BMW 3 Series Sedan, a first and initial big highlight in 2005. And then in April 2005, we introduced the model update of the BMW 7 Series, and also in April of this year, we launched our new BMW M5 and the BMW M6. So in all, since the last Frankfurt Motor Show, we've introduced not less than 10 new models. To give you the right order again, the 1 Series, the 3 Series Saloon, the 3 Series Touring, the 5 Series Touring, the 6 Series Coupe, the 6 Series Convertible, the X3, the Mini Convertible, the M5 and the M6. And at the same time, we fundamentally updated three important models, the 7 Series, the X5 and the Mini Hatch, the Mini Hardtop. And in all, and this is sometimes not even considered in public reports, we've also introduced no less than 18 new engines. So looking at the bottom line, we can say that with our product and market initiative, we have, in not just in the last 2 years, since the 2003 Frankfurt Motor Show, have moved a lot. In fact, looking at our stand here today and tomorrow, you will see that de facto there is no, or there's hardly any vehicle, any car here, which was on display in the same way, in the same form, with the same features just 2 years ago. In other words, we've really renewed our models, we've entered new segments consistently as we had announced. And the result of this product and market initiative is, of course, well known. It's been published in great detail. But again, let me give you a few figures, ladies and gentlemen. If we just take and compare the figures as of August 2003 and compare those figures with 2005, then in August 2003, we had at the time sold somewhat more than 712,000 units. As of August 2005, to give you the latest figures for this year, our customer deliveries amount to more than 856,000 units, almost 857,000 units. This is an increase, ladies and gentlemen, by more than 144,000 units, or to give you a percentage figure, an increase increased by well over 20% in the last 2 years alone. It's obvious, therefore, and you can really see this from our facts and figures, that our product and market initiative is the very foundation for this profitable growth that we've achieved, not just when it comes to sales, but also when it comes to our profits and to the profitability of the entire company. But another very important point is that we have a clear objective within the BMW Group. We wish to grow with all our products, not just fulfilling customer requirements and demands, but also offering an emotional product, emotional value, in this way enhancing the desirability of our products, whether it's a BMW, a Mini or a Rolls-Royce. So we want to create such desires and fulfill the customer's wishes. We know that it's part of our premium brand strategy to offer not just authentic product substance, but also added emotional value. That is essential, and we'll continue, therefore, to offer that value in future. Our customers, they know, ladies and gentlemen, that it is and will remain our concept, our philosophy, to fulfill all of their expectations. It is a clear objective of all of our associates to reach these targets, to satisfy the customer, and that is why our strategy, from the perspective of the customer or the prospect, is always clear and understandable. If somebody is interested in a BMW or in a Mini and a Rolls-Royce and decides in favor of these cars, of these models, then all of those products will offer the features that the customer expects, that the brand promises and that the customer wants to have. In other words, we always offer and have a clear and keen profile that stands behind our products. All of our products, ladies and gentlemen, offer the most advanced, innovative technology at the highest level, full of innovations, as mentioned, and as I said before, at the same time, they offer that particular touch of emotion, strong and powerful emotion. And now, looking back in time, as I've just done, at the last 2 years, and also focusing on the fundamental considerations of our premium brand strategy within the BMW Group, having done that now, I would now like to look into the future. I'd like to look forward, because what you see here on our stand proves clearly that we are really focusing on this substance, on this innovation, also for the future. Here we're proud to present four new models today, ladies and gentlemen, models which are currently being introduced into the market, the way that you will see them here, and models which show you what is possible, what is conceivable. So let me start out with the new BMW 130i, which as of autumn of this year will be extending our model range with the BMW 1 series. The new 3-litre straight six power unit, ladies and gentlemen, offers, and some of you have already seen and experienced this, this engine offers unique performance, unique dynamism in the compact class. It offers the performance of a luxury performance car in a compact car. It was our objective from the start to offer such a dynamic model within the compact range. Even back then when we introduced the 1 Series, we said that we would be offering a very sporting version. Indeed, our existing model variants already fulfill this promise, this statement, this claim we've made, as we see from growing sales figures in this fastly growing segment, the sales figures we've achieved here. Because ever since launching the BMW 1 Series into the market last September, we have delivered more than 136,000 units to customers, more than 136,000 units going to our customers. Now, introducing the new 130i, we want to make an attractive offer to those customers who, in terms of sporting performance, really want to go for the very best, who want to have even more than what we've offered so far. We trust, ladies and gentlemen, that the success of the BMW 1 Series will therefore be further enhanced by this new offer, by this new variant, by this new model version, and this will provide the foundation for further growth of our segment share with the BMW 1 Series in the compact class. This takes us on to our second new model, which you see here on the other side, the BMW 3 Series Touring, which is making its world debut here in Frankfurt. The BMW 3 Series as a whole, ladies and gentlemen, with all of its variants, is without doubt one of the most important, if not the most important, model series for the BMW brand, considering its volume and the sheer size of this model series. 44% of all BMWs sold worldwide last year were 3 Series. And above all, the 3 Series Touring, ladies and gentlemen, has consistently gained in significance over the years. Indeed, about 17%, or that is 1/6 of all BMW 3 Series sold last year were 3 Series Tourings. Sales of the former BMW 3 Series Touring throughout the car's life cycle amounted to no less than 428,000 units the world over, and we trust that with the new generation of the BMW 3 Series Touring, we will once again significantly outperformed this record. This ongoing, this continuing success in the market, ladies and gentlemen, is also based on the fact that more and more customers in our segment attach increasing significance to flexibility, to space and flexibility in this segment, without at the same time giving up those typical sporting features so characteristic of BMW. Therefore, the 3 Series Touring, above all the new model, is the ideal car for these people. And with this new model, we're also continuing to update the BMW 3 Series. And in fact, I've already stated on a number of occasions, as my colleagues on the board have stated as well in time and again in talks with you, that is that with the 3 Series, we wish to further expand, further strengthen our brand position, the position, the strength of our brand. And so despite the competition, we plan to remain the segment leader here. This takes me on to the third vehicle, which is to my right from where you're sitting. This is one of the concept vehicles, the concept cars I referred to before, the BMW Concept X3 Efficient Dynamics. It's written on the car, so if I said this too quickly, you can read the name of the car here. The BMW Concept X3 Efficient Dynamics. Engine construction, engine design and construction is and has always been, ladies and gentlemen, one of the core competencies of the BMW Group. Looking at the BMW brand, for example, a sporting and at the same time efficient engine has always been one of our fundamental features, the fundamental cornerstones of the brand, giving us the sheer driving pleasure, the proverbial sheer driving pleasure, so typical of BMW. And so check out our stand, quite apart from this concept car. Look at the new engines, talk to our experts, because, again, quite apart from this new concept car, you will see that a lot has happened in terms of enhancing output, increasing output, while at the same time reducing fuel consumption throughout the entire BMW Group's engine range. And this, again, proves the competence, the skill of our experts in engine development. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we're consistently working on new technologies. And with this BMW Concept X3 Efficient Dynamics, we have asked ourselves, and we've given ourselves the answer as well, as to how sporting performance and hybrid technology could be combined with one another in that typical BMW style with typical BMW qualities. The result is a study, a concept car, which integrates a whole package of different drivetrain features and makes them part of an overall concept. In all, these improvements altogether underline those BMW virtues of dynamic performance and superiority on the road, combined with even more efficient use of fuel. All of our hybrid technologies, our hybrid features, are based on a highly efficient combustion engine with our new fuel injection technology, high precision injection for the injection of gasoline with high precision. We're able to optimize fuel economy opportunities, which so far were not possible. And therefore, high precision injection will be entering the market in the next few years as the first gasoline direct injection technology suitable for large production series, as a further highlight of our X3 efficient dynamics. And another highlight is the active transmission, a transmission with an integrated electric motor and fully integrated power electronics. The energy for the electric motor is generated while applying the brakes and is converted by so-called supercaps, supercapacitors. Then, under certain driving conditions, for example, when accelerating, the electric motor will use this energy in order to support the primary drive system within the car. The BMW X3 efficient dynamics concept, ladies and gentlemen, will not be introduced into the market the way we see it here, the way it's been presented here in Frankfurt. In other words, we will not introduce this concept as exactly as it is here, but it gives you a clear outlook of how BMW will continue to offer sheer driving pleasure in future through innovative technologies, meaning that sheer driving pleasure and hybrid technology do not exclude each other, but may certainly be combined with one another. And here, let me also, by the way, refer briefly to a press statement published last week, and that is that the BMW Group, Daimler Chrysler AG and General Motors Corporation only a few days ago signed a common memorandum of understanding agreeing to form an alliance of partners. Our objective is to develop hybrid drive technology together as a fundamental strategy. These three global car makers are cooperating in order to consistently bundle and pool their know-how for efficient and rapid development of hybrid drive of tomorrow. And this, ladies and gentlemen, takes me on to our fourth new model, our fourth innovation, the only car here which is still covered by a car cover. I'll be brief. You know and we know that the segment of compact sports cars is continuing to growing at a fast pace. But that is not the only reason why the BMW brand is now making a new offer in the two-seater sports car segment. Because cars like this, ladies and gentlemen, arouse emotions very powerfully and successfully among car connoisseurs and aficionados. And following our tradition of building particularly emotional cars, we've therefore decided to bring along the concept study of a BMW Z4 Coupe here at the 2005 Frankfurt Motor Show. And here again, let me emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, as with the X3 concept car, that this is still a concept car, a study. It is not yet a production car, but I would like to make the clear statement that we will be building a BMW Z4 Coupe and launching the car into the market. Now, when the car cover is raised in a minute, when we unveil the car in a minute, you will see that we've done a lot more here, ladies and gentlemen, than just, in quotes, put a roof on our BMW Z4 Roadster. Basically speaking, this is a car which actually does not require many words. I don't have to say very much about it. It's much better to see it than just to talk about it. And so having said that, ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to say goodbye to you. Thank you very much indeed for coming to our BMW press conference. And don't forget the mini press conference at 2:10. Thank you for your attention. I wish you a great time here at the 2005 Frankfurt Motor Show. And now all I can say is raise the curtain for the concept study, the BMW Z4 Coupe.